Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, working with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the Oklahoma Wheat Improvement Team of Oklahoma State University, have mounted the first ever State of the Oklahoma Governor's Wheat Challenge. Radio Oklahoma Ag Network Farm Director Ron Hayes was on hand at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture headquarters when wheat industry representatives welcomed both Governor Kevin Stitt and Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell to come and check on their respective wheat plots that were planted back in November in front of the agency's headquarters, as well as to get an update from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte on the marketing and research aspects of the Oklahoma wheat industry. Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur says this is a great opportunity to promote the wheat industry of the state and of the wheat breeding program. The day spotlighted two of the newer wheat varieties developed by the wheat breeding team that's led by Dr. Brett Carver of OSU in a friendly competition between the governor and the lieutenant governor, Smith's Gold and Baker Zan.
You know, we are so proud of Dr. Carver here in Oklahoma. When I travel across the U.S., I can very proudly say I think we have the best staff in the state of Oklahoma, and certainly Dr. Carver leads that team as far as doing research. And I think when you see the percentage of those varieties that our producers use here in Oklahoma, you see the value of that research and the tremendous work that Dr. Carver and his staff do every day.
Arthur adds that she's so proud of the fact that the Oklahoma wheat industry is one of the aspects of Oklahoma agriculture that is top 10 nationally within its segment of U.S. agriculture. And she says that wheat farmers and so many others in Oklahoma agriculture are so innovative in their efforts to grow the food that feeds not just Oklahomans and residents across the U.S., but reaches consumers around the world. The United States Department of Agriculture gave producers their first look at current wheat crop and pasture conditions since the winter reporting hiatus began Monday, March the 2nd. The first round of weekly state progress reports came out. In Oklahoma, 57% of the wheat crop is in good to excellent condition, 32% is fair, and 11% is in poor to very poor condition. That compares to 53% in good to excellent condition in the first week of March of 2019. Winter wheat grazed 60%, up 5 points from the previous year. Over in Texas, winter wheat conditions improved in areas of the southern and northern high plains where moisture was received, while other areas still require moisture. The Texas wheat crop is rated 36% good to excellent, 41% fair, and 23% in poor to very poor condition. Those ratings were similar to the wheat crop ratings for March of last year. And then over in Kansas, winter wheat condition was rated 43% good to excellent, 37% was fair, and 20% was poor to very poor. You've got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.